This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy Happy Monday. Hope you had a good weekend. Back to work today. There are a few things that we might be doing at work without realizing they annoy our coworkers. Things like eating smelly food, asking too many questions, being a slob in common areas, interrupting people a lot, and talking to people in the bathroom while they're in the stalls. Annoying. Try not to be too annoying this week. Norwegian chess genius Magnus Carlsen retained the World Chess Championship last week over American Fabiano Caruana in London. They played the 12-game match, each one to a draw. That triggered an overtime with three super-quick games, and reigning champ Carlsen won. Promoters estimated 1.5 billion people watched those matches on worldwide pay-per-view. And you thought Mickelson and Tiger were hard to watch on pay-per-view. I'd rather watch kids play Pictionary. There's an online company that has paired up Big Mouth Billy Bass with the Home Assistant Alexa. Now you can ask questions and get home assistance from the famous singing plastic fish. The fish is hooked up to your Alexa and the mouth mimics the words as Alexa speaks. Man, why didn't I think of that? Turn to the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Some guy's trail camera in North Carolina caught a squirrel passing by. That has biologists excited because the fox squirrel was over 2 feet tall. That's not including the tail. They estimated by photo evidence the squirrel was 26 inches tall and probably weighed over 3 pounds. U.S. life expectancy has dropped again for the second time in a row. The average American can now expect to live until age 78.6. That's down over a year from just 2016. They say the reason is record levels of suicides and opioid drug overdoses. Now, you have the story earlier in the week about Christmas lights and beards. That's a festive thing now, but ladies, you don't have to feel left out. There are now Christmas tree eyebrows popping up on social media. Women decorating their eyebrows with little ornaments and glitter and separating the hairs to resemble the boughs on a tree. Family in New Jersey puts up crazy Christmas decorations every year, and they draw hundreds of tourists. But their neighbors say it's blocking the street, creating all kinds of havoc, safety issues, chaos. Like an ambulance couldn't get down that street if it needed to. So they complained to the city. And the city is fining them $3,000 a night. Actually, it appears the $3,000 is to cover the cost of extra police and shuttles to and from the neighborhood. That must be one darn awesome display. And do you ever treat the supply closet at your job like it's a store where everything's free? A survey asked people if they've ever lifted things from work. Here are the most 5 common things they take. Food from the kitchen, staplers, printer paper, notepads, pens and pencils. By the way, toilet paper just missed the top 5. Why would someone put their job on the line for a roll of toilet paper? Thanks to Deborah Mahone for reaching out to me. Info on their 2018 holiday ball at the Van Buren United Civic Organization. It will be Saturday, December 15th from 5 to 11 p.m. at the Civic Center on 34th Avenue in Covert. The 2018 holiday ball includes dinner and dancing and door prizes. Tickets in advance are $15, $20 at the door. This is the annual fundraiser for the Van Buren United Civic Organization. Find them on Facebook, Van Buren United Civic, or visit vbuco.org for all you need to know. Knucklehead news out of Florida, where a 40-year-old guy was arrested for drunk driving this past weekend, and while he was on his way to jail in a cop car, he forgot he'd been arrested and thought the cop was an Uber driver. Asked if he could go straight to bed when they got to his hotel. Turns out he has a pretty long rap sheet. This is his fifth arrest in less than 1 year. His new charges include drunk driving and causing damage to someone else's property while driving under the influence. Big time, knucklehead. The Daily Buzz. Send buzzable things to me, Paul, at WCSY.com. Leave a message on our Facebook or Twitter page. You can drop things off here at the station at M140 in South Haven if you'd like. Podcasts of The Daily Buzz are at WCSY.com, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Facebook, everywhere, or so it seems. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present time. Paul Ann Decker will buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great week.